Welcome back to His Time. It is Tuesday, August 12th, 7:31 Central Time. Joining me by phone this morning, the Reverend Luke Walters, pastor at Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville, Missouri. Good morning, Pastor Walters.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. Tell us, how are things going at Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville, Missouri?
Things are going well. Thank you for having me this morning.
Sure.
Yeah.
Glad to have you. And Grace Lutheran Church, Wellsville, Missouri, is also our Church of the Week on KFUO this week. Very excited to have you as our Church of the Week. Now, let's see. Last time we talked was probably about a year ago, and there was something fun coming up. Now, how long have you been at Grace Lutheran Church?
I have been here 2 years.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you had been there just about a year at that time, and there was a special event coming up that was kind of new to you, but tell us about that event.
Yes. We have coming up here August 24th, and this I think we've been doing this a few years now, Drive Your Tractor to Church Sunday. And it's something really fun that we like to do. It coincides with our Rally Sunday for Sunday School. And what it is, we just invite some of our members and also the community, if you've got a tractor, bring it to church. And after our outdoor worship service, we have a picnic, and we put the tractors on display. And last year we had what we called a parade of power, and it was kind of cool. We had we asked people to share any interesting stories or memories about their tractor, and any details that they thought would be interesting about it, and kind of paraded them around and shared that for the audience and everyone that was there. And this year we're going to have some games for adults and kids, everyone of people of all ages, and it's just a fun time for our congregation, but also we always hope to incorporate the community as well.
Well, very good. Now, what prompted the idea of this Drive Your Tractor to Church Sunday?
You know, I'm not sure. It was begun before my time here.
Uh-huh.
But here in Wellsville, where we're farming community, and everyone's involved in farming in some way. And it's somewhere along the point, somebody thought that would be a pretty neat idea. So I've never heard of it happening anywhere else. So
now I've not seen the event at Grace in Grace Lutheran in Wellsville, Missouri, but I have to say, my wife and I have a funny story from a few years ago. We were driving around in southeast Missouri, down around Brazos and Perry County, mm-hmm. and We noticed a police officer kind of on the side of the road. Looks like he was waiting to direct traffic. And then next thing we know, we were caught in a tractor parade.
Oh, sure. Yep.
And it was a neat event to see all the tractors lined up. I think they were going on a tour of the community, actually, and ended at Saxon Lutheran Memorial down there. But
okay,
But what a neat event, and there were lots of people there. So what a great idea. Drive your tractor to church Sunday and get the community out and get them connected with your
right.
congregation.
Right. It's always a lot of fun.
Well, and so this is also a part of your church picnic, is that correct?
Yes, church picnic, and we have our Rally Sunday for our Sunday School and kind of kick off the new year with that. So, yeah.
Well, how fun is that? Now, do you drive a tractor to church? Does the pastor get up and drive a tractor on that Sunday?
I don't own a tractor, but the last couple of years, I've hopped up on one, and I grew up in a farming community, worked on farms, and so it's always fun. So,
now, I hear that you have a particular color of tractor that you like.
I do. And my congregation knows it. I like the green ones, but I have a lot of members who like the red, but that's okay. We get along.
So there are different colors of tractors that show up at this event.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Now, do you have to park on one side or the other, depending on the color of your tractor? Is it that divided?
No.
some members of the congregation, some congregations get divided over the color of the carpeting in the church when they replace the carpeting. This congregation gets divided over the color of the tractor.
Yeah,
huh?
You could say that, but it's a healthy one. It's all in good fun.
Well, one of the members of Grace pointed me to your Facebook page to check it out, and I enjoyed looking through the pictures, and he happened to mention that you liked the green tractors.
I see.
Well, you know, part of the year you can wear your you know, you have your green stole the season of Pentecost or Trinity, you know, you wear your green stoles, you drive your green tractor, and then a few times throughout the year, you drive your red tractor, right, for special occasions.
I have before. I usually drive the tractor for our church float in the parades that we go in, and I've been on a red tractor a few times. So.
Did it feel very foreign to you to drive
at first? Yeah, but it was all right. It was good.
Well, tell us about the community of Wellsville. You mentioned it's there are a lot of farmers in the community.
Wellsville, about 1,200 people. We are right on Highway 19, west on 70, headed out of St. Louis, right halfway between St. Louis and Columbia.
So I see.
I like to say we're an hour from everything. So an hour from Columbia, an hour from St. Louis, but. It's a farming community, and but we're excited about a lot of the opportunities to reach out within the city of Wellsville, and part of that is we just completed a new fellowship hall, so we're excited about a lot of the possibilities that that is presenting for us. So.
Wonderful! Just completed that. What came up, or what prompted the need for a fellowship hall? What were some of the things that the congregation said, you know, it would be good for us to have a fellowship hall?
Sure. Well, this is something that the congregation had been, you know, an idea that had been bouncing around and they'd been talking about long before I arrived. But I guess over a year ago, we really started sitting down and taking a hard look at what our goals would be for such a building. And the more and more we talked about it, the more and more we just came to the realization that, you know, this is what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we needed more space. Our existing fellowship hall is small, very limited in its capacity. And so we wanted to be able to offer more for our youth and also just the fellowship of our congregation, but also use it as outreach and be able to have the space to offer some programs that we can reach out to the community with. So very, very exciting.
Well, how nice. And so when was the dedication of the...
dedication is still to come,
uh-huh.
September 7th. It's just in the last couple of weeks, the finishing touches have been put on it. We actually had our first event at it the other night. We had a family movie night. We invited the community to come, and we handed out school supplies for kids going back to school. So we haven't really used it much yet, but the dedication is to come, and but it's brand new.
Well, that's very exciting. That always working together on a project like that can be a good experience for a congregation to be able to invest time and energy and resources into something. Really can bring out the strengths in a congregation and the members of the congregation really to connect to working by working together on a project like that.
And we definitely see how God has blessed us this entire process in so many ways, and it's just been a joy.
Wonderful. Glad to hear that. And as I understand, you've had some other events going on recently. We're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue talking with Pastor Luke Walters from Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville, Missouri. They're our Congregation of the Week right here on Worldwide KFUO. Stick around for more right after this.
Children exposed to religion have difficulty separating fact from fiction? We'll find out Tuesday on Issues Etc. from Christian apologist Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. We'll also discuss why evangelicals and secularists are wrong about making the marriage decision from Anna Mussman.
Issues Etc. live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
Hello, I'm Rod Zwanitzer, Director of Broadcast for KFUO. We totally depend on the gracious supporters who want this gospel voice to continue and expand as the messenger of good news of Christ. A wonderful part of this support is our underwriters, an ever-increasing number, and so we ask you to find out who they are, by checking them out on our website or as you hear them here on KFUO. Write, call, or tell them how much you appreciate their support of Worldwide KFUO.
Did you know that more than 38 million people in America speak Spanish? You can share the gospel with them in their own language using a new resource from Lutheran Heritage Foundation, the Spanish Bible with Small Catechism. Like all the books LHF translates and publishes, the Spanish Bible is available at no cost to the people and ministries who need them. LHF 800-554-0723 or visit lhfmissions.org.
Facebook is one of the biggest social media instruments for checking out what is going on with Worldwide KFUO. On our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFUO radio, you'll see us posting pictures, online videos, show information, as well as reviews and previews of events at KFUO. Worldwide KFUO, we are where you are, on Facebook at facebook.com/KFUO radio. The worldwide leader of confessional Lutheranism, Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are talking with Pastor Luke Walters from Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville, Missouri. Pastor Walters is trying to gear up for Drive Your Tractor to Church Sunday, but he doesn't have a tractor, so he's going to have to borrow one from somebody. So now, Pastor, do folks draw straws on who gets or who lets Pastor drive their tractor to church?
I don't think that's happened, but I have a member who has a classic John Deere, and I'm kind of partial to that one. And he's listening; he knows what I'm talking about. But
do they get it all shined up and cleaned up for Pastor to drive it to church?
I don't remember, but sure. Now, I'll drive it dirty. I don't care.
That's how you drive a tractor. Yeah, no, drive it all shined up and clean. Now, you mentioned that you've driven the tractor in some of the parades. What are some of the community events that Grace participates in there in Wellsville?
Well, we have our county, Montgomery County Fair here in July, and we always try to have a float in that parade, and it's usually decorated and based off of our VBS theme for this year. We also have a fall parade here in Wellsville that we participate in with our youth, and that's really the extent of it so far. There's a few other parades that we like to we'd like to be in, but we have not yet. But
you mentioned the county fair. You have a float with your VBS theme. Is that usually before your vacation Bible school?
It's after.
It's after?
A few weeks after. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But we
sure.
still have all the decorations and the theme, and so, yeah.
Well, that's a great idea. Take all your decorations and pile them on a float.
Yeah, it works.
That's a good idea, because I know participating in vacation Bible school, we always have have quite a bit of decorations from that, from our congregation and the surrounding congregations that... You always wonder, what do we do? We put all this work into these decorations. That's a great idea. Put them on a float and share with the community what was going on at Vacation Bible School.
Yeah.
Now, with VBS going on there during the summer, tell us about Vacation Bible School at Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville.
Well, it runs the first week of July, typically. And this past year is exciting. Our theme was, like many churches, we did last year's CPH theme, Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Uh-huh.
And we had 30-some kids attend, and it was a good week. So really exciting.
And wonderful.
We run a full week.
Now, is your Vacation Bible School during the day?
It is during the day, yes. We run in the mornings mm-hmm. from about 9 to 11. Something like that.
Very good. And so you have a chance to invite the children from the community to come and participate in Vacation Bible School there. And are you involved in VBS?
Oh, yes, I'm involved. I typically do the opening and closing skits. This last year I was dressed up as a mountain climber, and it was a lot of fun. And also just to talk to the kids and in a fun way about the theme for the day. And so that's about the extent of it. I do some other things, but we have a lot of great people here who really do a lot of it. So,
what's your favorite part of Vacation Bible School?
I would say opening day, seeing all the excitement that the kids have for being there, and probably also then at the end of the week, listening to them sing the songs so loudly, and just so excited for it, and you can just tell they've really had a great week and they've grown in their faith. So.
Wonderful. Glad to hear that Vacation Bible School has gone so well, and that you get to share about it in your county fair there. Now, you mentioned that there was another event in the fall that the congregation participates in, another parade as well.
Yeah, Wellsville has a Halloween parade in October, and so we always participate in that, and we always we let our youth group pick a theme and build a float kind of around that. And we use that opportunity to invite children to our midweek program and also our trunk or treat event that is always held around that time as well. So, and it's always a lot of fun, mostly because I get to drive the tractor.
That's what this is all about. This is about Pastor getting a chance to drive a tractor. You mentioned that you this is an opportunity to invite the children of the community to your midweek program. Tell us about the midweek program.
Yeah, so our midweek program runs September through April. It follows the school year, and it's on Wednesday afternoons from about 3:15 to 5:30. The kids come straight from school, many of them right off the bus, and we have snacks for them. Then they have some time where they can either play games with their friends, or they can take some time, and actually a lot of our kids do this, they take some time to work on their homework, so that's less that they have to do when they get home later. And then we have an opening, worship service with some scripture readings, and we usually try and teach the kids a new song to sing, and then we have an hour where the kids break up into class times, and they get to learn more about the catechism, and have stories from God's Word. So, yeah, it's a great program. We usually run about 30 kids, and we always open it up to the community as well. And we usually have a few new faces every year. So,
well, wonderful. That's a great opportunity right there in the community for kids to hear God's Word, to study God's Word, learn it by heart, and especially with the catechism. That's a great idea. Well, anything else? Let's see. Tell us about Sunday mornings at Grace Lutheran Church.
Sunday mornings, we have adult Bible class and Sunday school at 9 o'clock, and then we have our divine worship service at 10 o'clock. So, just the one service, and we always offer, we have Sunday school from preschool up through sixth grade, and this year we're actually starting a new junior high and high school, offering a class for them as well. So,
very good. So, divine service and Sunday school opportunities, dedicating a new fellowship hall coming up this September. How exciting. Great times at Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville, Missouri.
Very exciting.
Well, Pastor, thanks so much for taking some time. Anything else about Grace? If folks want to find out more about Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville, Missouri, how can they find that?
We have a website, and we also, you can call our church office, and also we have an email address as well.
Sure, and also on Facebook as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, we do have a Facebook page. Yep.
Yeah, facebook.com/GraceLCMS. What's the phone number there?
Phone number is 573-684-2106.
Very good. Very good. And so they can, if they want to visit Grace or want to come to the Drive Your Tractor to Church Sunday, when is that again?
It is August 24th. And we have our regular services at 10 o'clock, but for that day we'll be outdoors, weather permitting.
All right. Oh, so the service will be outdoors as well?
Yes.
All right. And so drive. What time should you be there in your tractor?
Well, any time before 10 is okay. I think last year we had a couple of roll in right as I was about to begin the service, and that's okay. But we usually try and have them lined up, and so following the service, we have our parade of power. So,
gotcha. So you want to try to get there before 10 so everybody's not singing the opening hymn over the roar of tractors, huh?
Sure.
Well, it's been great talking with you and hearing about the Drive Your Tractor to Church Sunday at Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville coming up on Sunday, August 24th. If you're coming in your tractor, you want to get there by, or just coming to see all the tractors, you want to get there by 10 a.m. so you can be there for divine service first, and then you can see all the parade of the tractors, the parade of power after the service there as well. Well, thanks, Pastor, for taking some time to talk with us about Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville, Missouri this morning.
Thank you.
God's blessings to you and all the saints there at Grace.
Thank you. God's blessings to you.
Thanks. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily lectionary. Hope the listeners, you can join us for that. We're going to get into 1 Corinthians. Let's see, what are we in this morning? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 20. We're going to study with Pastor Josh Leigeber from Trinity Lutheran Church in Leesville, Louisiana. Hope you can join us for that study this morning. It'll be a good study of God's Word, and take some time to go check out the pictures of Grace Lutheran Church. You can do that on Facebook. You can see the pictures of the tractors from last year. Go to facebook.com/GraceLCMS. You can see all the tractor pictures and some looks like some pictures of maybe even Pastor driving some of the tractors there as well. So hope you can go check it out. facebook.com/GraceLCMS. It's been a good morning so far. We've got plenty more coming up. Stick around for more His Time right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.